Now, will you notice verse 2? They turn aside the needy from judgment, and they take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless. Now, this is quite remarkable, and it's very much up to date. And I think we're seeing the working out of this in our contemporary culture today. Because the condition of the courts, human courts, as they attempt to hand down justice, why, they are to mirror the justice of God. And when they don't, lawlessness abounds, and people sink into degradation. This idea of freedom today is being stretched just a little. Very candidly, I think that every criminal that's arrested ought to be given a fair trial and all that sort of thing. But my friend, in order that my wife and my daughter and my family can walk the street in peace, he'll have to be punished if he's guilty. And if a judge that is soft-hearted and soft-headed lets him off, he is not giving justice to me and my family and to you and your family. We are hearing so much today about justice. Well, that's what I want. And I want the criminal punished, and so that I can live in safety in my home, so I can walk the street today in safety. Why? Today in our land, it's not safe for women to walk the street at night, and it's not very safe for men to in many places. Now, what is the problem? Problem is in the court. They blame the police today, and they may be to blame to a certain extent. I don't think so, but I'd be willing to make a concession for sake of argument. But I say the trouble is in your courts. And isn't it interesting that that's where God put his finger down? And then the very interesting thing here is that he talks about the needy and the poor. They are the ones that need justice today. They are the ones that need to be protected. I was very much interested in hearing one of the leading political analysts in this country today say on television that every program that has been devised to help the poor has hurt the poor. And you know what is wrong there? The only one that can give justice to the poor is God. He's the only one that can. And when a judge down here does not feel like he's representing God, then I don't think he's a judge. And today, we have many godless men sitting on a judge's bench. I don't know about you, but I want to say that they're in no position to judge me at all until they recognize they're representing God. I think that's one of the wonderful things about the founders of our country. I hear today so many talk about that they believe like Jefferson did. Well, Jefferson was a free thinker, no question about that. But he had a wonderful respect for the Bible, though he's not what we would call today in our circles a Christian. Yet, my friend, he had a respect for the Word of God and for the statements that are made in it. We've got so far away today that our courts and our government doesn't even recognize God. And it's almost a farce today to have a man put his hand on the Bible and take an oath. It becomes almost comical today because the judge doesn't believe it, the lawyers don't believe it, and the jury doesn't believe it, and the man that's taking the oath doesn't believe it. And, my friend, when you don't, you just, well, give them the Sears and Roebuck catalog. And some of them have more respect for it than they do the Word of God. May I say to you, God is dealing with principles here. And until a judge represents God, he cannot represent the people. And we've gotten so far from that today that I sound like a square. But that's all right. Now, verse 3. And what will ye do in the day of visitation, and in the desolation which shall come from far? To whom will ye flee for help, and where will ye leave your glory? Now, God says that you are judging today and you're to represent me, but the day's coming when I'm going to judge, and I'm going to judge you. And I feel like that every judge ought to recognize that he is to stand before God and give an account of how he's handled this responsibility that's been given to him down here. And they have a bleeding heart, and they say they want to give the criminal justice and let him off because he's a poor fella. Well, my point is that I think they need to begin to crack down on the rich also. Now, verse 4, without me they shall bow down under the prisoners, and they shall fall under the slain. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. God says that this will affect all stratas of society. And it affects man and brings about its own deterioration and its own degradation. And today, we are at a new low as far as morals are concerned.